All right. Thanks, Rob. It is a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the Chicago hip-hop sounds of FemDot. FemDot is a 22-year-old artist and DePaul University student who's put out a couple EPs that he wrapped into the mixtape The 2020 Hour. A new single came out this fall called Happy October. New music is on the way. The prolific rapper has been featured in all sorts of up-and-coming lists and finishes his big 2020 Hour tour this weekend and stops in D.C., Philly, and New York City. But first, he is here in Chicago on Michigan Avenue, Studio 435. A return to the download, FemDot. Yeah. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Oh, man. Glad to be back.
Here he is, FemDot, with DJ Shy. Here's the track 97. Take it away, guys. Get it.
People on the side have no idea who I am, but they're teed anyway. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
On my soul, bro. The hottest radio station in the streets. W-double-F-L-F-L radio.
I said, no KIDs, get glove for the D, and I'm glove with the D, supersonic with the speed. Heads hogging all my coins, need some really big rings, and you know I'm with the O, that's a really big team. I remember back, went to, well, like 16, and if dies, he was screaming out that money ain't a thing. I just spent some money on my ring, money with my team, said you know that money be the thing. Look, tell me what you need, I know what you think, baby. I said you can come with me, you can bring your team, baby. It's that almighty O, you know who we be, baby. You can go ahead and creep, baby. TLC, baby, tell me what you need. I know what you think, baby. I said you can come with me. You can bring your team, baby. It's that almighty O. You know who we be, baby. Go ahead and creep, baby. TLC, baby. King Dilla, that you need in your life with you. Spit gems that Della Cram treated like Swisher. Say she want me in the future. I might buy slippers with the double G's. You know what I did in the double tree. Sipping bubbly, dripping lovely with the girl you in love with who now in love with me. Suddenly, probably cause she realized I got money trees. That's probably why she cuffed you like custody. Tell me what you need. I know what you think, baby. I said you can come with me. You can bring your team, baby. Almighty O, you know who we be, baby. You can go ahead and creep, baby. TLC, baby. Tell me what you need. I know what you think, baby. You can come with me. You can bring your team, baby. It's that almighty O, you know who we be, baby. You can go ahead and creep, baby. TLC, baby. Like, I said, cause I want that. Hey. Cause I want that old thing back with me. Said I want that old thing back, girl. Hey, I want that old thing back with me. Cause I want that. Hey, cause I want that old thing back with me. Said I want that. Hey. Said I want that. What? Look. Hey, so I need that old thing, I need that hair now, I need that role game, bring it back from the soul. So I need that fist fight, get in before street light, come on, I almost just don't come home. So I need that grass stain, I need that rough and tumble, kill a man at my man's house before we knew the struggle. Back when $5 was 2 weeks pay, and we'd go to the store and blow it all in the day. This before the taxes had took too much from you, moved to the burbs, but it's cool cause the hood got love for you. Back when big homie stole fish. It's not slugs for you. Had to convince your friend to come to the bar. Which you need that blue mystic, please. Flame a hot tub of cheese. Fruities for 40 cents a piece. Bumping 50 cents while I'm in the Honda with B. Riding down the street. Hands out the window with scream. See.
Cause I want that old thing back with me. Cause I want that old thing back with me.
Hey, cause I want that old thing back, oh, baby. I want that old thing back with me. Said I want. It's funny because I feel like the people out there are like, what is he doing? Like, why is his shoulders moving like this? This is good.
There he is. Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Ooh, this is fun. This is fun. Keep it going. What? $17,000 sweaters. Knew better to tell my mom it's Margiela. Had the flaw, sitting stains on eBay, making pickups. Touch my money, then my mama house car. Son juggling dude on honor roll. Gotta pay tuition, can't let mama know. That was when the same dudes who was plotting on me for some weeks probably ran up in my crib and they only took my sneaks. Same dudes up at lunch in middle school, I help them eat. Must have noticed the shoebox with the two racks by the seat. Can't even get mad, I used to hit licks too. Back in 6'2", I take them out as kicks too. 14 made honor roll, 16 I skipped school. 17 got my diploma, 18 I had fees. 7 I had bars, at 8 I had 18. 6 was in the booth because Big Bank had B-League. Hitting shorties at 14, fell in love at 16. Broke hearts, the next year mine was broke at 18. I was broke at 18, could've soaked dope at 18. Got to college, let me stroke while my roommate was there asleep. Looking like my father's crazy. Yeah, we barely speak. Met BK, now his brother's mine. Here in LA, I'm a slide right off the 405. I've been depressed, I've been happy, I've been stressed all the time. Them ain't your real friends, cause they say yes all the time. Getting this college diploma last night, I wasn't sober. So now I'm up in the morning just praying with a hangover. I used to wanna be cola, I used to wanna be over. I still wanna be cola. Used to think I'm dope, but I still wanna be dope. I'm still not with the drama. I know God is real, I see him and my sis and mom. It's crazy. I used to pull women with no confidence. So imagine when I got low confidence. Still question if I got it. Tune still say that I do. Still feel like King Dilla. Might body you and your crew. Gotta keep it authentic. Know what you going through. Know I feel it since Jeezy had them snowman tees. I've been the realest. Cop man, I welcome that. Leave him at the welcome mat like. How's that for a welcome back? Duh. You know, like when we have actual shows, just everybody get their hands up. It's like waving them, get their phones out. It's like waving them back and forth. And then I've got Shawnee and Ren in the background, and they. This is my part. This is my favorite part of the show every time. So many phones. How do y'all have batteries? Yeah.
And Tune said, don't let them take your soul. Yeah. Hey. So I got my soul back. Yeah. He said, don't let him take control. So I got control back. He like what they aiming for. Tell him no. It's like they trying to take my soul. So I'ma take my soul back.
This gonna be fun. This gonna be fun. I think we have the first time with a soul track too. Look, I pray I remain modest, flaw, stay off of bossa. To all these women who wanted us for profit, now pursue us. Crazy man, we wanted to be hoopers. And now, man, we ballin' off songs in these computers. It's crazy, even these choosy women would choose his hood. Fancy to her, me and Hooters, met her at Hookah. She texts me like, fam, like, tell me, just what's kombucha? I broke it down to you like I'm a tutor. She said she just trying to understand me. She like, you move like a regular cat, but you fancy. I'm like, you got a king behind you, so you more like fancy. So now I got hotel reservations ready. I know that's clever, so many dames around me. You think I had an umbrella on my back? It's more than a teller, what you asking. How with somebody who's brown so good with the bread, man, I spread it like a sandwich. Don't get jelly, little guy. I just hopped out of all black suburban swerving with dudes from the hood and some suburbans are bourbon. Salaamu Alaikum. Might grab a turban or better yet, more jewelry like it's purging. And old girl hit my line like it's urgent. So I get all up in a spine like a surgeon. Or better yet, been a chiropractor. I still need a one-on-one with Kyla Pratt. One-on-one I am. I know they can't assign me that. Bought with my wallet. They know that I ride sheet that. Who knew? The man with the shoes, color a su-woo, with a neck that can hold up the diamonds like it was ooh-woop. See, I would be getting a call right now, but an actual song, I got a call from my brother, and he's calling for no reason, just to see how I'm doing. And I'm like, man, you call right in the middle of a super hot take, bro, can I call you back? And he was really confused, but I called him back. And but I called him back, and that's... And then, you know, had him turn into a nice little bridge, and he came back into it like, we changed the game like I'm Jason Stylus. First round pick to get the green like Len Bias. Flow cold, coke flows like Vietnam's finest. No, I'm going blow like Vietnam pilots. F-E-M-D-R, double L-A. Cut his air off, can't Van Gogh, that's word to L-A. I might pull up to the Grammys and Pelly Pelés in the same shades and Sincere had on in ballet. Catch me in the back with the yak in hand. I'm cool, but watch tune, he might smack your mans with Bam. And somehow, man, we smacked again. And you already know it's really happening. In first class for the first time, so you know how we coming, man. In a do-rag right next to a Republican. I hope you smell the wave grease, man. She mumbling under his breath like I hate this man. It don't matter, stop hogging AC, man. So dapper, you would've thought, damn, with a lace meat, man. Been winning, trying to chase me, man. You gon' need a while. Been serving dudes in my DNA, Serena Chow. Things starting to change, at least after ninth grade. That's when they started comparing me to Obuwale, Omo Naija, Wizkid, the next fella, probably. Cootie like, girls never had cooties, right? We was choosing before they had boobies, right? And some booties, right? I said, man, you know that guy in the whip, probably bumping Bobby Womack guy. Krim, little finger to a siren, not sign unless we partner with cats. Either that or it's a sponsorship cat. You got a partner's cat coming from the mouth of who? Better than rap veteran, you know, Della Krim. Said the boys, tell them boys, go ghost, miss. I'm meddling around me. Robert Downey, I'm avenging the people. Get aggressive just with these messages. Make them sediments, leave them grounded. The flow is heaven sent, stress coming in Kevin Federlin. I'm just spearheading them. I can't let them keep dancing around me. Vixen next to me like Prancer around me. Blitzing with the flow, don't like no red nose around me. Cause I can't let them clown me, I'd rather let them crown me. Q-Dilla.
Oh, man. Woo. Yeah, look at that. Yes. That was amazing. FemDot in studio 435, putting a set together.
Oh, man.
I like that. All right, there we go. Of course, FemDot, the 22-year-old hip-hop artist and DePaul University student who put out a couple of EPs in his career. We wrapped him into the mixtape, the 2020 Hour. He just put out a new single called Happy October this fall. New music is on the way. His tour takes him to D.C., Philly, and New York City coming up this weekend. Great to have the Chicago artist in studio tonight in Studio 435. That was awesome. I'm so excited. That was great. I was the Michigan Avenue was bouncing. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. More of FemDot in Studio 435. Stay with us. Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. FemDot, Chicago hip-hop artist in studio tonight. The 2020 Hour. Of course, the mixtape that was out earlier this year and new music on the way. A single came out this fall called Happy October. The 2020 Hour Tour wraps up this weekend, right? In D.C., yeah. Philly, and New York City. FemDot, good to see you.
Good to see you,
That was a great
man.
Performance. Thanks.
Thank you,
and DJ Shy, thanks for being here.
Oh, man. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we had you on here, I think we just had a conversation about the music in the summertime. Talk about how it's been a couple months now, and a lot of that conversation was about what was next in the immediate future. How has the career treated you? How has the tour gone? And as you get ready for new music, how have you been evolving?
Everything's been going pretty well. The shows have been going pretty smooth. I'm excited to hit the East Coast and see what that's like. The music's going good. We're working on this new project now. That we're actually getting ready to we're deeper in the grid of it now. Mm-hmm. So like it's starting to feel really good. So everything's been going pretty well. Shows are cool. Stuff's progressing. I feel like I'm further than where I was when I was here last. So
you know, I was watching. I think it was the little mini documentary you put together for the Happy October, and you mentioned something in there that made me think about the process of creating music. And in your case, you said you don't want anybody in studio who's not part of the song.
Yeah.
Who's not, because automatically with musicians, there are always going to be people hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the fun of being a friend of a musician. You get to hang out on the couches or watch. But in your case, you're serious about the idea of people in the room need to be there to collaborate on the art. Why?
I feel like, because I'm a vibe person, and it's like, also, I feel like when someone's there, sometimes just be there, it's cool, but also it's like, when everyone's mind's working, like, yo, okay, let's add this, let's do this, or like, oh, I like how this sounds, and you're kind of just there, it's kind of just like, okay, like, that kind of throws off the vibe.
So
of
you're
the
more of a collaborative artist in the sense that you'll bring the lyrics and the music, but at the same time, you want everybody in the room to find a way to contribute.
And that's the thing. Like, I didn't used to be like that. I used to be just me and the engineer would just be locking in. But it just so happens that all of my friends are extremely talented, so it just makes it a lot simpler to work. Because a lot of stuff I still would do myself, but even if I have people making commentary, typically there are people who make music as well.
Right.
Like, and it just so happens that a lot of my friends make music, so it's a lot simpler. So I can look at something from a different perspective, but it would still be a musical idea. But yeah. Like, and as time, like, this new project is the most collaborative I've ever been. Like, a lot of these ideas are from, like, my head, and we make them from scratch and stuff like that. And that's something that I didn't do before. So, yeah, I'm growing into somebody who's collaborating a lot more.
I love it. Well, let's talk more about that collaborative spirit. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll get an update from Rob on the news. FemDot in studio, Chicago hip-hop artist. The 2020 Hour is the mixtape, and the tour wraps up this weekend in D.C., Philly, and New York City.
Yep,
but
yep.
FemDot is home right now in Chicago on Michigan Avenue in Studio 435. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. All right. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here at 720 WGN, Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio, beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the hip-hop sounds of FemDot. FemDot, 22-year-old artist, also a DePaul University student.
Yeah.
Who the mixtape, the 2020 Hour, came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
New single, Happy October. It came out this fall. New music on the way. The tour wraps up this weekend in D.C., Philly, and New York City. But right now, FemDot and DJ Shy in studio here in Chicago.
Hey.
All right. So let's, I mean, before we go any further, the one thing I mentioned earlier that, yeah, you know, we're going to hear the track 97, but we actually heard a couple tracks, which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
I feel like I had an epiphany where I'm like, this is how I want to do Studio 435s from here on out, like a set.
Oh, man.
It was awesome. But that was more than one song.
Yeah, yeah.
What were the names of the songs?
We went from 97 into the song Soul, and actually then the last song was Happy October. So it was a smooth flow, so we figured we was going to just let it rock. Yeah.
I like it. There was something great about it. I mean, I don't think that there's too many places in the world these days that a radio station is going to have a set like that. So
I loved it.
All right, so picking up where we left off, you're talking about how you're changing as an artist, that you're becoming more collaborative.
Yeah.
What else are you changing? I mean, because you're a young guy, and the last time I was listening today back to the conversation and what I remembered, we were talking a lot about, you know, what, because you wrote songs when you were a young kid, mm-hmm, and you consider yourself a writer before necessarily a musician.
Yeah.
But how are you evolving as a musician? As you get older, are those things still true?
Yeah, they are, but I'm becoming more of, I guess, of a musician, to say the least. Like, a lot of my music is sounding a lot more musical. I gotta find better words. But, like, just from working with a lot of my friends, like, before I used to not be able to think in melody, just only in words, and now I can think in melody as well. I kind of, like, can come up with a lot of different, like, melodies and harmonies, and that just comes from working with my friends, and even just, like drums, like, getting used to hearing how music sounds more. Like, before, I've always been the type of person where it's, like, I hear the words before I hear anything else, like, but now, like, it's encompassing kind of the full package of me, like having an ear, you know, for certain production or for certain, like, ranges or melodies, or, like, now I can hear people, or I can hear, like instruments on a certain song, or, like, when I'm working on it myself, like, ooh, this should probably have a violin, or this should probably have a piano.
Interesting.
And before, it was like, ooh, I like that verse. Like, you know, like,
you're all about the words, right?
Right. So I think it was more or less, like, due to me putting so much time into the words that I've, like, been able to kind of branch away and start learning other stuff now.
Do you have to force yourself, or does it come naturally to push to the boundaries, to try things that you haven't tried before?
No, I think now it's just making sure stuff sounds how it does in my head, and the things in my head are sounding a lot bigger. So I think just with time, my ideas have gotten bigger, and it's just trusting my ideas that allows me to push things to the to the boundaries. And then I would like ask my friends, like I would talk to Shy, and he'll be like, yeah, no, I do that. Like, no, I do that, definitely. So,
you know, DJ Shy, bring you into the conversation. You know, when you're working with artists like FemDot, but other MCs, I mean, is it a collaborative experience? I mean, I've had some DJs say no, it's lyrics, and others that say no, we work together.
No, it's really give. It depends on who you work with. Like when I work with Fem, it's more collaborative. Like, well, I'll send them my idea. It won't even be like a full like a beat or anything. It'll just be like maybe like some drums or like one simple melody, but not a whole like section. And he'll give me ideas back. He'll lay a verse, and then we'll build from there. With other artists I don't work with as closely though, it's more of a I'll send you this beat, yeah, and then you'll make the words, and then I'll see if I like it, and we'll go from there.
Well,
pretty much.
I mean, you say that. It's so funny because the world has changed, and we kind of have talked about this on the program, but just to be a musician and an artist and that collaborates with other artists is much easier now with Dropbox and the ability to...
Internet changed the game.
Yeah, I mean, internet changed.
But what does it lose? You know, but you're a young kid. You're both young. But the idea that you didn't really know anything before this. I mean, but are there other artists that you've talked to who've said, you know, before we just shared beats via Dropbox, you had to work together. You had to be in the same room.
I feel like you lose, depending on, it really depends on the person, because you can lose the authenticity of the relationship.
Yeah, because, I think you're more in control
as
the individual. Like, it's on really you and the artist to come together. Like, we should work together, because, like, you could just...
It's less likely to be forced.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, oh, I'm just going to send you some beats, bro, or here, I just want to, let's work. And it doesn't mesh, but you try to force it because it's already there.
Right.
But I feel like prior to, like, a Dropbox or, like, you know, a Google, whatever, or... you have to meet up, and you have to sit and create. And if that vibe wasn't right in that room, that song wasn't coming out, you know? Now, if you send it through and, like, you guys both don't agree on something, like, it's a little different.
How do you do that? I mean, why don't we start with the lyric side?
Yeah.
When you're given a beat, are you writing from scratch to that beat? Do you take the lyrics that you've already put together on a poem or something else that you've written, or lyrics just separate, and say, I'm going to make this work with the tempo and the melody that's been provided? How do you approach writing to produce music?
It depends on the beat. Typically, see, I write like 4 song ideas a day. So pretty much I always have words ready for something. It could be like a half a verse, a full verse, a full song. And if I want the, and if I, and a lot of times when I hear a beat, either I'll like, oh man, this fits that verse I wrote 8 years ago or like 6 months ago or a week ago, or it'll be like, okay, like this fits the idea. Maybe it wasn't a full song, but this fit the idea that I wanted to write about, and I've been waiting for a beat to write to.
Okay.
So then I hear that and go from that. Sometimes I end up piecing like 2 different verses together and like blending stuff together based upon like how I want to like actually rap over the beats. But For the most part, in my situation, I typically always have something ready. Either it's an idea, like this is the concept I want to rap about, or I have like a piece of a verse, a line or two, or something to start off with. I've never, like, only time I really have like things that are like are completely from scratch is if we make it right at the spot.
Yeah,
then I probably still
have, bring some stuff that you already have.
Yeah.
This man has unlimited verses.
in studio, FemDot and DJ Shy. They of course, FemDot with the Happy October single that just came out, new music on the way, the 2020 hour tour wrapping up in DC, Philly, and New York City this weekend. Talk about how you've evolved as a stage performer. I mean, this is a big show. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you've... It's amazing to look at some of the stuff that's recorded that I've seen. I haven't seen you live, but I was looking at some stuff today. And talk about how you're evolving and when it comes to stage presence.
I don't know why they keep putting me in front of a microphone. Like, I act a complete fool. Like, I just get like, I still kind of like black out when I'm on stage, where it's kind of just me, just an instinct. And I just try to like do it what I practice at home, but at home I try to have as much fun as possible. So that's what it is. I think throughout time, my stage presence has evolved into one of like warmth, where like people feel welcome, like into my space, like when I'm on stage, and also just that I like what I'm doing. So even if like you don't like the song, like he does, like you will. Even if you don't like what even if you don't feel what I'm saying, I feel what I'm saying, and you can pick up on that.
Right.
And I feel like that's really important, because then like you can connect with people that way, because you know that it's genuine.
But that just comes from just performing more and getting more comfortable.
Well, the more and more shows you do, the more and more people are exposed to your music, right? That's the way it goes in trying to build a career.
Yeah.
Do you spend time thinking about your stage production? Do you spend time at this stage of your career thinking about this is how I should be on stage, this is how I should act, this is how... I mean, it's almost in a way, you talked about instinct taking over and you black out on stage. But are there parts of your act being a hip-hop artist where you're like, okay, I need to really think about how I'm going to break this song down, or I'm going to think about how this next set of my music is going to sound?
Oh, definitely. I think of the song order of how the song's going to go, like, all the time. I think of, like, okay, like, just because I black out on stage, I practice, though, you know, so it's like... In rehearsal, I'm like, man, okay, like, I need to use this side of the stage and this side of the stage. Like, okay, what if I want to, like, shout something out to the crowd? Like, okay, maybe I should do it during this song, or I should do it around this time. Or, like, okay, even, like, rapping the actual lyrics. Yeah. Okay, like, if I rap it with this cadence on the song, how can I switch that up so you can only get a different experience live? How can I, like, take shorter breaths, or especially breathing? Because when you're rapping, people underestimate the amount of breathing you have to do. Especially when you're running back and forth.
Absolutely,
you know,
right.
So I have to keep that in my mind. Like, my adrenaline is going to be pumping. You know, I'm going to be breathing heavier. So how do I, you know, account for that when I'm doing these words? So, like, so I don't run out of breath on stage. Or I don't sound tired or exhausted. So, like, yeah, like, I run from time to time while I'm rapping all my words. Like, or, like, if I'm playing basketball or something, I'm probably rapping the words in my head or something.
Just,
like,
to work on the...
Just to get the... Yeah, so yeah. It's always, like, the whole idea of this production of just, like, making sure, like, I know, like, I make sure that it's a good show.
Well, it's interesting because there'll be some forms of music that the energy is so much more concentrated or focused. Like, I think of, like, a folk band or even an indie rock band where they're not jumping around. Their motif is not to jump around. They're a dreamscape or something like that, where they're not, you know. But in a hip-hop show, and traditionally, and maybe generalizing, there is this idea that it needs to be up. It needs to be energetic.
Yeah, you gotta have the energy.
You gotta have that, right? I mean, that's almost as much of how you will view or judge an artist that you don't know on stage versus even the lyrics and the music that you hear. So how important is it for you to be energized and be ready for a show?
It's extremely important because there are people I know who I don't really like their music regularly who I like a lot more because I've seen them live and I really liked how they did live. So now when I hear their song, that image popped in my head. I don't hear just a song. I see the experience.
Right.
And it's the same way because, you know, I'm not big. I mean, I've headlined home, but I'm not big enough to the point where I'm out everywhere and everyone knows who I am. So I'm in these places where I have new fans, potential new fans every day. So I want them to take something away. Like, yo, like, he was super energetic. Like, I really vibe with his performance. So then when they go hear me on wax, it's like they have an attachment to it. When you're not really that energetic on stage, you don't really bring anything to it. People can still like your music.
Yeah, right.
But they won't have an attachment to it before they go look it up. Like, it's just like, oh, like, it's that sounded good. But it's not like, man, I felt that. Like, that's a completely different thing from when you bring energy.
FemDot in studio, the Chicago hip-hop artist, 22 years old, and also a DePaul University student. Wrapping up, right? Last time we were talking about these trimesters.
Yeah, man, I got one more.
One more.
Five classes away.
Five classes away. FemDot in studio, DJ Shy as well. He'll be finishing up his 2020-hour tour this weekend. Stops in New York, Philly, D.C., the mixtape, the 2020 hour, and the new single, Happy October, and new music on the way. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have one last live set. One song. We won't do a set. Yeah. I would like to go two more hours, but we'll do a set. One song with FemDot here in Studio 435. Stay with us.
Sounds good.
All right, Studio 435 wrapping up tonight. FemDot in studio, Chicago hip-hop artist on the end of his tour, his 2020-hour tour, which is in D.C., Philly, and New York City this weekend. The 2020-hour mixtape is out. You can find it SoundCloud, other places. And also, Happy October and new music on the way. So here we go. The end of Studio 435, live in studio, FemDot with DJ Shy. This track is called Shy's Interlude. Take it away, guys.
So funny, we're doing your interview. On the radio, it's good. Hey, look. Little nappy had to do a hair leaking out my hats now. I'm starting to pop, they might leak the raps now. Said I've been the hottest since The Rock was on SmackDown. Young people's champs, my man, don't get smacked down. You can't see me, I John Cena the raps now. Lil Dude, Big Show flow, boot to the back now. Kurt Angle when I rhyme, slam the raps down. Legs up with HBK when she take the yak down. My man's move came to the drought came. Now his pockets choked up, mask up to get cash now. Said I remember fourth grade dreams of Obama. With CNN propaganda, schemes of Osama. As 17, I realized that CNN was plotting. They tried to convince me that Trayvon was violent, gave Donald Trump all of the media attention. And then that surprise when they found out he was winning, y'all focused up on that broke talk. I'm trying to get a city hope talk. Put resources where they won't talk. And give my people other options than that dope talk. So if my homies try and get it off that free band tip, serving packs, cracking cars, and scamming. Not saying it's right, but I understand it. Dreams of living outlandish, but you really be famished. All you ate was sleep, you had dreams of a sandwich. I remember back when Sloppy Joe was the standard. No brand name, and I couldn't even afford the manwich. Now I'm trying to maintain, turn flows into Grammys. And probably get some land for my Grammy. 23 up in the 6 LBJ in Miami. Don't tweak, still got heat if you touchin' my family. Since they now out rapping, Dilla, watch the tone you speaking. See, my dudes might pull up in the caravan, leave you once. Something like the last of the Mohicans, flow of OG. But I never been the one to go at, I'm the go at Ramadou. Then I be on the move like nomads, I be coolin' for real. Cause you know they try to distract you when you know what you doing for real. I'm trying to feed dude, you trying to bleed dude. You not real, you not loyal, I can't be with you. You still on cats who move like Sylvester. When things get rocky, we Apollo Creed dudes. Knock out, got bands behind me now. When I think I'm Katie, I pop out, man. That 2020 just dropped like I lost my vision. Never lost my vision. Della Creme on the way, free my arms. Yeah. I said, that 2020 just dropped like I lost my vision. Never lost my vision. Still getting rich with all my hits. Yeah. And then usually, you can just fade out now. Typically, you know, you just rock hips and stuff. You can fade out now.
Wait, I want to rock hips.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely rock hips in here. You know what I'm saying? All hips.
All hips. All Femdod. Hips and waist. DJ Shy in the studio. That was Shy's interlude here in Studio 435, Rockin' the Hips.
Rockin' Hips.
The 2020 Hour is the mixtape, the new single, Happy October, new music on the way. And the tour is in D.C., Philly, and New York City this weekend. Hey. Guys, I can't thank you enough. FemDoc, great to see you again, man, and good luck pleasure, with the career. Man. And please come back again.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.